Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group Fiscal Year 2012 conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The call is chaired by Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Giorgio Presca, and the CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Please go ahead.
Good morning to everybody, and thank you for attending this conference call. My name is Mario Moretti. I am the Chairman of Geox. Number one here are the 2012 figures, which are in line with our forecast. Second, Geox, a new management, is enacting a medium-term strategy based on the Geox strong point to take profitability back to its preview levels. Third, our financial solidity enable us to step up an expansion policy in emerging market. We hereby confirm the China project, which consists in a new store opening, exactly 80 directly owned and managed store in the Beijing, Shanghai, and Tianjin, plus 400 store across the rest of the country with our partner. Totally is 480 new store is for a total. Five, at the same time, we are reorganizing in a European operation to return to previous profitability. Here with me, there are Giorgio Presca, the CEO, and Livio Libralesso, CFO. Giorgio and Livio will give you an overview of the Geox result before your questions.
Good evening and good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining us. This is Giorgio Presca speaking. I'm going to make some introductory comments, mainly around the key facts of the Geox Group full year 2012 results, and then I'll hand over to Livio, who's going to review 2012 financial performance. I'll then come back and discuss how we are continuing to make progress on our 2013 strategic initiatives to move Geox, as we announced during our last Q3 call, to a global retail operation business model, serving both mono-brand stores as well as our wholesale partner as a key platform for solid and sustainable growth. Looking to page one. Before turning into 2012 results, a short comment on the key facts currently happening in our core markets. The perfect storm I talked you through during our last call is heavily impacting all Western European economies' shoes consumption. In this tough environment, 2012 Geox results are in line with our guidance. Sales are down 9% to 807.6 million, in line with the expectation of a high single-digit decline. Like-for-like or directly operated stores is positive, up 3% in 2012, and this is really a quality growth as we increase both the retail margin, 400 basis points, and the average selling price by 6.5% as a consequence of a heavily reduced promotional and markdown sales and a better product mix, where the launch of the new product, in particular the Amphibiox for the shoes and the performing concept for the apparel, result in being a top sellout performer. Furthermore, I want to highlight that this like-for-like performance has been positive across all countries, including those that are more affected by the economic downturn, like Italy, Spain, and Europe in general. EBITDA margin adjusted was 86 million, 10.6% on sales, down 320 basis points, in line with the 300-350 basis points dilution that were expected. EBIT adjusted was 47 million, 5.8% on sales. During the fourth quarter, we decided to post 15 million special items in addition to the 12 million already booked in the nine-month results as a result of the announced profit protection plan and of the strategic organization and restructuring actions we are working on. Net income was 10 million, 1.2% on sales. Excluding the special items, the net income adjusted was 29 million, 3.6% on sales. The group ended the year with a strong 54 million cash position after 47 million CapEx, mainly due to the new store openings. As you may see, as of December, 72 new net openings were added to the Geox monobrand network. Based on the solid cash position for 2012, the board proposed a dividend of 0.06 per share. Can you turn please to page number two? Here we're moving to the net sales breakdown by channel, where you can see that wholesale is declining 20%, in line with the expectation, due to a weak performance of Italy and Europe, subject to a widespread destocking. Franchising is down 2%. Why this? In the second half, wholesale and franchising channel, that is what we call third parties, are down 20%, while the order backlog we are talking about, or the fall/winter season, was down mid-teens. This gap of more or less 20 million euro is explained by four factors. The first one is the termination of the distribution agreement with the former distributor in China and Hong Kong. As Mr. Polegato just mentioned, we've been taking over the distribution in these important markets, and of course, we've been phasing out the sales of the previous distributor. The second factor is the cancellation of orders to clients in Southern Europe in particular, so Italy, Spain, and Greece, where we experienced some problems in the credit collection of the previous season, and we decided to protect our credit. The third factor is the lower than expected fall/winter 2012 reorders campaign, both for wholesale and franchising channel, mainly due to the consumption decrease and the retail inventories happening over the second half of 2012. The fourth factor is that we decided to support our franchising network with the proper return policy in order to reduce the stock at retail level. This, accounting-wise, translates to a higher provision for end-of-season returns. On the other side, our DOS channel is growing 10%, more or less 21 million, of which new net stores, so space effect of 18 million euro, like-for-like performance of 3 million euro. Again, the like-for-like of DOS in full year 2012 was up 3%, and we had the same performance for the fall/winter 2012 season. This is really a solid result for us, considering that 80% of our DOS sales are in Southern Europe. The performance of the different countries of our DOS has been flat in Italy, U.K., and France, low single-digit growth in Spain, high single like-for-like growth in Germany, high single positive in North America, low teens positive in Japan. Of course, it is important to highlight that our network of flagship store is overperforming the whole chain with a 6% like-for-like growth in full year 2012. Another key point always on this slide is about the channel mix, because this explain a lot of what we are doing currently. As you can see, 52% of our turnover is driven by monobrand store. This clearly explains our decision to drive Geox to a retail business model, both in terms of retail operation as well as in terms of supply chain and investments on the territory. Inside the wholesale, most of our business is driven by key account that are currently moving to a concession or anyway, a retail-driven business model as well. Can you please turn to page number three? Looking to the net sales breakdown by product, you can see that footwear is down 8.7%. Despite the total performance, we reported during 2012 two really important wins. In spring/summer 2012, the new women contemporary products have been overperforming not only our other products in our stores, but the market itself. In fall/winter 2012, we've been launching the Amphibiox range, and the performance has been impressive to the point to be, as a new product, the best performer of our collection. In apparel, that is down 10.5%, we've been launching the performing concept, and in a season like Fall/Winter 12, that has been a very tough season due to climate happening throughout Europe, has been the best sell-through performance. So what does this say basically is that in Geox, as soon as we do innovation that is clearly Geox and clearly appealing to the consumer, it pays back immediately. Can move to page number four, please. Well, the first statement about this is just putting together Europe and Italy, we talk about 77% of our net sales. So that clearly explains all our investment in new geographies for the future. Italy is down 15%, affected by poor performance of the wholesale channel and, of course, of the clear consumption decline. Europe is down 8%, in particular driven by Spain and Portugal. Excluding Spain and Portugal, the decline is 4.6%. North America is up 2.7%. The rest of the world performance is flat, but it has to be split to really understand the dynamics that are going on behind these numbers. Weak result in Greece, we are down double digit, but solid. Our decision to terminate the agreement with the former distributor in China and Hong Kong. As Mr. Polegato said, we decided to have a direct presence in the market through the opening of directly operated stores in Beijing, in Shanghai, in Hong Kong, in Macau, and in Tianjin, in order to drive our positioning. For the other cities of China, we signed a new distribution agreement with a very, very strong retail partner. As you probably remember, the new distributor has committed to the opening of approximately 400 doors over a five-year contract period. Today, Asia represents 4% of our total turnover. The plan, is around 32 million. The plan for 2015 is to drive this business to above 100 million in a very solid way. If we look to Hong Kong and Macau, that we currently operate directly, we already have 13 directly operated stores. The target for 2013 is to get to 20 doors. In China, our directly operated business has already, at week 8, 26 doors already opened, and the target for the end of the year is 30 doors. Riking, our partners, at week 8 has already opened 13 doors, and his target is 100 by the end of the year. The other countries of the rest of the world, so talking about Russia, Eastern Europe, Middle East, South America, and Japan, global increased by 15%, with Eastern Europe countries, including Ukraine, up 10%, Russia up 39%, Middle East up 18%, and Japan up 20%. Can you please turn to page 5? Talking about our monobrand network, directly operated and partner stores. In fiscal 2012, the group added 72 net locations, and you can see clearly the breakdown by area. As a part of our monobrand rationalization process, we constantly evaluate the result of underperforming locations for possible relocations or closures. As a result of this review, during 2012, we decided to close 140 retail locations that no longer provide any strategic benefit in order to have a healthy network. And we have been adding 212 new openings. Just a few comments from this. 30 net openings are in Europe, mainly in France, Spain, and the Netherlands. 6 net openings are in the rest of the world as a result of 79 closures, of which 20 around Eastern Europe and 47 in Asia, mainly due, as I said, to the closure of the distribution agreement with the former distributor in China and Hong Kong and with the former distributor in Indonesia. But on top of this, we have been already opening 85 new doors, 45 in Eastern Europe and 40 in Asia, including the 16 in China and 11 in Hong Kong we just spoke about. Thank you for your attention. I will hand over to our CFO, Livio Libralesso, for the financials.
Thank you, Giorgio. Good morning and good afternoon to everybody. Livio Libralesso speaking. Let's go now to page 7 to comment full year income statement. Consolidated sales at 807 million, down 9% on last year, as already commented. Gross profit was equal to 388 million, 48.1% on sales, compared with 46.1% of last year, so an increase of 200 basis points. This increase is in gross margin is in line with our expectation, 150-180 bps increase, and reflects the fact that the impact of higher raw material and labor costs have been more than offset by some positive factors. The first, channel mix effect, the percentage of DOS is increasing, and in addition, there is an improvement in the profitability of the DOS, with an increase in the full price sell-through and a reduction in discounts. Second, we applied some selective increases in prices. Third, the anti-dumping cancellation regarding leather products made in China and in Vietnam. And last, the positive Forex effect due to the favorable hedging of US dollar. Selling and distribution was 5.4% on sales, almost in line with last year. G&A were 252 million, 31.2% on sales compared to 26.4% of full year 2012. If we look at the main components of the G&A, the increase of 17 million is explained by 11.5 million due to the operating costs and D&A of the new opening in our DOS network in the last 12 months. 5.9 million due to the investments in the marketing, merchandising, and product departments, and to the development of the subsidiaries in Russia, in Eastern Europe, and in Asia to exploit in the near future the huge market potential of these emerging markets where our presence is still at a starting point and where, as Giorgio said, the group is experiencing interesting growth rates. All the other core G&A expenses were in line with last year, and we keep maintaining strict control or even a reduction in order to finance the new projects. Advertising and promotion was 46 million, 5.7% on sales, compared with 5.2% of last year. EBIT before special items declined 350 basis points, and this means that the group is investing the higher gross margin in new DOS openings, advertising, and in the development of the emerging markets that are still in a startup phase and consequently affect the profitability. Special items and asset impairments. They refer in particular to a top management reorganization, to the action taken to rationalize resources in countries that are most impacted by a difficult macroeconomic environment in favor of investment in countries that are experiencing growth and development, as well as the streamlining of the network of directly operated stores and franchises, prior to extending the know-how gained by Geox in retail management also to the franchisee network, with the aim of increasing the efficiency and the overall profitability of the chain. In addition to the special items of 12 million reported in the third quarter, Geox recorded a further 15.2 million for the last 3 months of 2012 for a total amount of 27 million. This additional special item consists of 4.5 million related to expenses for non-performing store closures and asset impairment of DOS running under satisfactory profitability. 3 million relate to the rationalization of the part of the sales force that consists of independent agents no longer suitable in this new scenario where the franchisees are managed by a retail operation department, and to the provision of charges to complete the rationalization of the workforce at the headquarters. 7 million for the streamlining of the franchising network in specific region of Italy and Spain, prior to extending the know-how that Geox developed in retail management. This means safe and healthy retail network in the near future. Income taxes were 7.7 million, with a tax rate at 43% compared with 36% tax rate of the same period of last year. Excluding special items and assets impairments, the tax rates adjusted was 35%, substantially in line with the guidance. Net result was 10 million, 1.2% on sales, compared with 50 million of full year 2011. Net result adjusted, excluding non-recurring items, special item and asset impairments, was 29 million. EBITDA adjusted was 10.6% on sales with a dilution of 300 basis points on last year, perfectly in line with our guidance of 300-350 basis point dilution. Flip to page 8, summary balance sheet. We ended the year with a healthy balance sheet and no bank debt. Shareholders' equity is 400 million, and it is higher than the invested capital. Consequently, the group has a strong net cash position of 54 million. I would like to give some more details regarding working capital. Flip to page 9. The operating working capital as a percentage on sales decreased to 33.8% from 24.5%. The decrease is equal to euro 26 million. Inventories increased 12.6 million, mainly due to the current fall-winter season. We experienced the decrease of account receivable for 9 million, partly due to the decrease of sales, mitigated by some extension of the payment terms of some of our franchisees, mainly in Italy, Spain, and Portugal. Payables were higher than last year, partly due to the extension of the payment term obtained by our supplier and partly due to a timing effect. Page 10, to comment the cash flow statement. The dynamics in the working capital mainly explains the result on cash flow. Working capital generated cash for 20 million during full year 2012, while last year absorbed 44 million. Operating cash flow was positive, 67 million, while last year was 50 million. Net capex were 46.7 million, 13 million higher than last year due to the capital expenditure regarding the DOS network. So, at the end of the period, the net cash position before fair value of derivative contracts was solid at 58 million compared with 78 million of last year. I would like to drive your attention to the fact that we invested 13 million more than last year and we recorded special item with a non-recurring cash effect of 17 million. Consequently, if we adjust the cash, the total would have been close to 90 million. So the group is generating cash. Fair value adjustment of derivative contracts had a negative impact in 2012 for 3.6 million, while last year was positive for 12 million. For this reason, final net cash position is 54 in 2012 compared with 97 in 2011. Let me now hand over to Geox CEO Giorgio Presca.
Thanks, Livio. So, talking about 2013, thanks to our solid financial position, Geox will accelerate its strategic initiatives as announced during Q3 2012 result presentation in order to move Geox set to a global retail operation business model serving both monobrand stores, DOS and partners, as well as our wholesale partners as a key platform for future solid and sustainable performance. On the other side, by creating the infrastructure in specific countries to grow properly in the best performing markets. 2013 will be for Geox a transition year to build these fundamentals. In specific, key points, retail business model. We are investing through analysis and of course people in organization, people, process review and staffing to excel in terms of planning, allocation, in-season management, flows of deliveries and systems. The second point is new growing market investments. We've been investing, we will invest in terms of both of infrastructures as well as warehouse as well as DOS in Hong Kong and China, Russia, Poland and Turkey. The third point is about the expansion of our monobrand network between DOS and partner store. We foresee between 70 and 80 net openings focused on high-performing Geox cluster and a strict phase-out of underperforming doors. We've been investing over the past 3 months in segmenting the market, analyzing our Geox DOS and franchising network, and define clearly which are the driver of successful retail for us. Fourth point is an increase in direct control of the distribution value chain. We will convert, and we have been converting already, most of independent agents into direct Salesforce organization to better assist our wholesale partner. We've been investing in retail field managers to support monobrand and key account performance in major markets. We've been investing in planning, buying, and allocation organization to drive and support our franchisee and key account. We've been converting the best franchisee location into our DOS network. We've been launching a big program with most of our European key accounts with a proper development of shop-in-shop and corner plus EDI connection in order to make them part of our retail operation. In terms of profit protection plan, as we discussed during last call, we've been working a lot in terms of complexity reduction. In terms of investments on new lasts and molds, we've been reducing by more than 20%, and we will reduce by more than 20% our investment on 2013 compared with 2012. We've been reducing our materials, raw material dispersion, by more than 25%, meaning them leather, synthetics, and all other parts that, of course, create complexity at supply chain level. The other point is regarding the organizational review that is ongoing. Of course, you can bet on our special items, but is going on through all 2013. We have some early signs. We cannot talk about success or this kind of approach, but in terms of just the fact that during spring-summer 13, we started by centralizing the buying, the allocation, and the planning of our franchising network that usually is underperforming compared with our DOS network, has been producing a 30% increase in SKU sales efficiency. On the other side, in terms of in-season management, that has been one of the major investments and change compared to the past, at week 9, on 100% of our sales, 47% were reassortment. This means that every two pairs we sell on the floor at retail level, being it franchisee or DOS, we reassorted one pair. That is a very encouraging result. Talking about the expectation for the first half of 2013. Starting from the top line, as announced in November, we want to share the assumption we did to forecast the first half. As you know, since September 13, we do not provide any more the order backlog. That is just a picture of the initial order and is no longer the best proxy for the next season sales. This is due to the fact that, as we already told you, JEOX put in place a new way of supplying our franchisees, where the initial allocation of product to the store has been materially reduced based on a proper sell-through planning. The in-season sell-through will be followed by weekly product flow and frequent replenishment of best-selling items according to the sell-out. Consequently, the comparison with previous franchising season backlog is no longer meaningful, given the fact that previously initial order was close to 95% and reorders were not material. This will allow our retail network to chase demand in season. So, as far as first half sales is concerned, for wholesale channel, we expect a low 20s decline, as already mentioned during the last call. For franchising, we expect a mid-teens decline, mainly due to 40 to 45 conversion to DOS, of good locations in Italy, Belgium, and Austria, previously managed by some independent agents following their termination agreement. So, of course, as a counterpart for DOS channel, we expect a low 20s growth with around 30 net openings. We expect a 40 to 45 conversion from franchising, and we planned a flat like-for-like growth. As a result, we expect at the end of first half, consolidated sales down single digit, an improvement of around 100 basis points in gross margin, mainly due to the different channel mix between DOS, franchising, wholesale, some pressure on the EBITDA margin, mainly due to the investment in the new markets, the investment in retail operations supply chain, and the new openings in the emerging markets that are still in the startup phase. So, thank you for your attention, and now Olivia and I will take on your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The next question is from Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions. The first one, if you could just spend a few words on the deceleration of the comp sales we've seen in the latest 10 weeks of 2012. If I'm not wrong, the comp sales of the autumn winter collections was up 9% until week 42, and it came down in the remaining portion of the year. Just a quick comment from you. On the second question. How the 100 basis points improvement at gross margin 11 is feasible with the higher inventory levels you posted at the end of 2012, which, as I understood correctly, refers mainly to higher autumn-winter items. And thirdly, if you could give us a hint on how to see or how to take a look to the second half of the year, given that the first half of 2013 is a sort of snowball effect from 2012, while the second half would be a real, I say, apple with apple comparison. Thank you.
Hi, Stefano. Good afternoon. Giorgio speaking. So, in terms of comp sales, so the 10 weeks, so basically the fourth quarter, sales for us were substantially flat at minus 1%. So, that explains why the total result is plus 3 instead of the plus 9 of the first 9 months. And this is what has happened.
The 100 basis point of improvement in the gross margin of 2015, in our opinion, is feasible due to the fact that we have been very prudent and conservative in the valuation of this inventory of a full winter at year end, and consequently, we have booked any provision. We have booked the proper provision. In addition, it's important to say that in order to sell this excess of inventory and in order to be ready to manage the returns from the franchising network according to the new way to manage retail, we are going to open 10 additional outlets in the first half, most of all in outlet village, so no matter of impacting the brand, and mainly in Europe to complete our outlet network. So the 100 basis point is mainly due to the channel mix, and consequently it is feasible.
Just going back 1 second to your first question, Stefano, talking about the fact that sales were flat, in reality the reduction of all the promotional activities as well as much less discount resulted for us in a 400 basis points improvement in terms of retail margin in the same period. So, though the economic environment is very tough, as you know, in specific in south of Europe, and the traffic has been down for weeks in general, but we've been resulting with a better profitability and higher margin throughout all our network. Talking about the second half of 2013, is still pretty early to talk about that in a specific way. We've been acting a lot in on our wholesale as well as on our openings in order to sustain our strategy. So I will I think that during the next call I will be able to be more specific.
Thank you. Just a quick follow-up, if I may, about your return policy. How the return policy we've seen impacting full year 2012 results will be continued throughout 2013 onwards, or will be just, should we just consider this action as a spot action?
Let's say that just to give you also the number. 6 million is the additional return policy we put in place in full winter 12 in order to bring the network in a healthy way to the new way to manage franchising. The new way to manage franchising is based on a materially reduced initial allocation followed in season by replenishment on the best-seller products. Consequently, we expect that at the end of the season, due to the reduction of initial orders, the franchising will end up with a lower level of inventories, and consequently, we expect that in 2013, the level of returns will decrease.
Thank you.
The next question is from Paul Zwinan of Morningstar. Please go ahead.
Good morning from Chicago and good evening in Europe. Thanks for taking the questions. I guess on the wholesale side, do you have any analysis that's saying how much of the wholesale is getting picked up by the DOS or the franchise stores? In other words, is some of the decline actually just being picked up as a switch?
Good morning to from Biadene to Chicago. It's difficult to give a specific answer number-wise. It's very different country by country. What is clear is that our DOS network is picking up sales from small independent channel. While the combination of DOS as well with key accounts is performing well, so it's not jeopardizing one with the other, if this was the sense.
Okay, but the new DOS stores are probably opening where you've already got a presence, correct?
Absolutely.
Just let me elaborate a little bit more on this. As a quick win in the near future, it's important to focus again resources in wholesale because, as we have said, the franchising network is under rationalization process. So in 2012, we closed more than 120 and we opened more than 200 shops. So it's important to have a strict control over the territory, and if we're not going to relocate the franchising shop, it's very important that the sales force gain again the sales in the wholesale channel. So as Giorgio said, it's very important to have a tailored, made approach country by country and region by region with a new focus on wholesale.
Okay, thank you for that. But, you know, just drilling down on wholesale a little more, and of course, a lot of companies are going through a similar rationalization process. On everybody's mind is when can, you know, growth return in Europe and, you know, rationalization to be sort of at the bottom. You know, it's obviously a tough question. Your comments that you're still rationalizing due to credit, I guess, are a little surprising since that's been ongoing. At what point do the wholesale accounts, you know, get a bank loan or get better credit as the economy starts to rebound?
You know, this is not the first season in which we are reducing the number of wholesalers. So in our opinion, our current wholesale portfolio is healthy, absolutely healthy. We have cut the non-healthy customers. What I want also to underline regarding the wholesale is that as part of our new strategy, we want to have a stricter relationship with wholesale, especially key account. And as part of our strategy, we are going to implement a shop-in-shop and a corner program in order to manage also part of the wholesale with a retail management organization in order to improve safe sell-in driven by sell-out.
Okay, understood and important as well. The final question is, you know, you've got a lot of reorganization and some, you know, ambitious or at least interesting growth plans from geographies to, you know, changing some of the manufacturing distribution. The cash flow is good this year. Will that have a cash use effect going forward between, you know, lengthening supply lines to new distribution in China or, you know, some of the other production initiatives?
You have seen that in 2012, capital expenditure increased at 46 million compared to 34 of last year. We believe that this level of capital expenditure is fine. We don't see any material needs of increasing additional capital expenditure. We are going to build a new plant in Serbia. The investment is quite important, 15 million, but we have a huge contribution from the Serbian government, close to 80% of the investment, and consequently also this production plant will not impact our cash flow and our cash.
Okay, thank you for that and best of luck.
Sure, I think it's not a fair competition towards the European Union, but this is the reality. So given the fact that the Serbian government finance more than 80% of the capex, and they are attracting a lot of foreign investment, Fiat, Geox, and many other players in the international competition.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Sylvia Bohr of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my questions. Three questions from me, please. Firstly, on current trading, I was wondering if you could give us any color on how the retail stores have been performing since the beginning of the year. My second question would be relating to the store opening progress. You're guiding for 70 to 80 monobrand stores in 2013, and I was wondering if you would be able to provide a split between retail and franchise stores for the year. And my final question is on special items. Given that you are going through this strategic reorganization, to what extent should we expect further restructuring charges? And I assume further special items in the first half of the year or in the full year. Thank you.
Current trading. Following our strategic view, we are trying to reduce discounts, and consequently our margin, I prefer to speak first of gross margin, is improving 500 basis points. As far as the like-for-like is concerned, it is negative mid-single digit, mainly due to the fact that we are conservative in discount. Consequently, the margin is flat. Second, the store opening policy, 70 to 80. The split between DOS and franchising is that we are going to open more or less 80 to 90 DOS, mainly in Eastern Europe and in China. At the end of the year, the franchising will be flat, due to the fact that we are going to open 80 to 90 new doors, we are going to close 50, and in addition there is 45 conversion. It's important to clarify the reason of this 45 conversion. As part of our strategy, we decided to terminate the agreement, the relations with some independent agents to manage directly the sales force in the territory. And these agents managed some shops, very good location. We decided to take over these shops, mainly 25 in Italy, some in Austria, and some in Belgium. And for the first half of the year, we will manage directly the shops, and then we will convert some of these shops to franchising, because there are some franchisees that would like to take over from us part of this small chain we have taken over. Special item, restructuring charge. We expect that we've been prudent in 2012, and consequently in 2013, the profit and loss should not be affected by material special items again.
That's great. Thank you very much. And just a clarification question on current trading, please. You mentioned that given you are more conservative on discounts, the gross margin in the current trading period was up 500 basis points, and then you refer to flat margins. But did you refer to operating margins, please, just trying to clarify?
Yes, I mean gross margin at industrial level. I mean in our DOS, so let's say that the reduced level of discount increased the gross margin of 500 basis points during this 2-month sales period.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you to you.
The next question is from Paola Carboni of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon, everybody. I have a few questions.
First of all, if you can elaborate a little bit on your indication of plus 100 basis point gross margin in H1, in terms of what you see for input cost evolution, what you expect in terms of pricing, and what have you implemented in terms of pricing and what you expect in terms of mix, sorry. Second point is on your relationship with the wholesale multi-brand network. I'm referring also to the presentations, to the slide presentation of mid-November, where I understood that starting from fall-winter 2013, as you have also mentioned today, you expect to extend a retail approach also to key multi-brand accounts. I would like to better understand the magnitude of this dynamic in relation to the total wholesale channel multi-brand, and at the same time how are you going to implement this operationally. Then a further question, also coming back to the November presentation, I would like you to come back on the positioning of the brand, which apparently could, I mean, you were studying better segmentation for the different channels, and so if you can elaborate on how this strategy is progressing, if you can share with us more details on that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paola, for your question. So, gross margin. Our expectation is to increase the gross margin of spring-summer of 100 basis points. Forex is slightly negative. You remember this year 1.325 compared with 1.35. There is also a negative input cost pressure. However, we have been able to slightly increase prices, and also the channel mix will help. Consequently, let's say that the management of prices, we have been able to pass through the market part of the input cost pressure, and the channel mix is the rest.
Talking about our wholesale multi-brand network, in terms of relation, we started over the past 2 months, of course, to prepare a different kind of partnership agreement for all of them, and we are tailoring them to the different key accounts throughout the countries. Currently, I cannot provide you a specific number because we are currently, this kind of agreement has been finalized with more or less 40 key accounts, but the sales campaign is still going on, and we have day-by-day meetings with them, and they will end up throughout the end of the month. Talking about the positioning of the brand, as said, we've been segmenting the collection, considering, of course, the wholesale channel in a totally different way from the past. We have, of course, a more price-sensitive segment that we're currently trading in, and that have been whose reaction has been very positive with the new collection, because we have been hitting the price point, the core price point that we're looking for our positioning. We are the premium brand inside their channel, and we're currently trading very positively in terms of selling. The other part of the collection that deals more on the contemporary kind of retail network, key accounts in particular, are more, of course, at a different level, very much in line with what we are doing in terms of product for our retail network, and even there we are currently trading pretty well. So the segmentation has been done both in terms of styles and product, as well as in terms of pricing and in reality, mostly in terms of business model with them. So in terms of retail margin, expected results, kind of connections, initials, reassortment agreements, and all of the stuff that currently make a company really partners with these kind of retailers.
Sorry, just a follow-up, if I may. On the first question, probably I'm a bit confused, but I remember that in the fall winter 12, in terms of gross margin drivers, you experienced also more efficiency in sourcing. So I'm wondering whether this could have a rollover effect also on the spring summer, and if you have taken into account this when mentioning input cost pressure that you probably are going to offset with this, or is there something wrong in this this assumption? And also, sorry, if I may follow up on the relationship with those 40 key accounts. Can you explain us very roughly in what the partnership consists?
For sure, let's say that according to our estimation, the negative input cost is 260 basis points. And the efficiency in the operation has been able to reduce this impact. In this season, we are trying to maintain the same supplier in order to improve quality. And consequently, we decided to increase a little bit the prices in order to maintain our margin. So at the gross margin level, it is exactly in line with the previous season, and consequently the benefit is totally due to the channel mix. So back to your question, let's say that efficiency and slightly increasing prices have been able to offset the 260 basis point arising from the pressure on input cost.
Talking about the key accounts, I'm sure you can understand that this is a confidential negotiation we're having with our partners, so I cannot be much more specific. But what I can tell you is that most of the agreements that we are doing are based on an approach on sell-through, so basically the floor management together with them, both in terms of assortment planning, in terms of replenishment, and in terms, of course, of visual, so the way and the space that they give us or they manage for us. I'm sorry for not being able to be more specific.
No, I understand.
That.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Let me thank you. Thank you all for the interesting question. If you have any further question, please refer to Marina or myself. Feel free to call at your convenience. Thank you very much, and see you in the next conference call.
Thank you.